can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hi, welcome to the podcast on Thursday, May 14th. Al Dukes, what's up?
Oh,
how we doing?
Hi there, Jerry. I did have a lot of people who listened to yesterday's podcast. They were very curious about what happened with my with the plumber coming.
Oh, yeah.
And many people, I will tell you this, which I didn't like. A lot of people reached out to me prior to the plumber showing up.
Okay.
You know, they must have listened to the podcast when it came out. And they're all like, you're going to have black mold in there. Oh, that's going to be a $30,000. I'm like, dude, the guy hasn't even shown up yet.
Right, exactly. Let's relax.
So this guy shows up, Jerry. I will tell you this, for the most part, plumbers are men. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they got to know what they're doing.
A man showed up to my home to fix pipes.
Sure.
He was muscular. He had tattoos.
He was muscular.
He was all business.
Were you attracted to him, Al?
I was not attracted to him, Jerry. I'm very straight. But I'm saying I could tell how a woman would like that kind of, like, he looked like he went to the gym when he wasn't fixing pipes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
And what do you do in this situation? And maybe it's because I have a small condo. I don't have a home.
Okay.
So my condo is small. I have an upstairs and a downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
The combined is like just under 1,000 square feet. Combined.
Okay.
Upstairs
right.
and downstairs.
Right.
So downstairs is where the leak was in the kitchen, which is the kitchen is also my dining room slash almost my living room.
Okay.
What do I do when he's doing the work?
I know. This is the awkward part of when people are doing things. What do you do? You watch television. You don't sit there and watch him. You got to let him do his job.
Okay. One mistake made by me.
You sat there and watched him?
I didn't know what to do.
You don't watch him work.
I make small talk.
Oh, that's the worst.
So how long you been a plumber?
Oh,
this
God.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. It is very uncomfortable to a certain degree.
Yeah.
But you got to let them do their job.
He thought I was some sort of musician because I had upstairs, because he had to keep going upstairs and downstairs because the shower drain is what was leaking.
Okay.
So the shower drain is upstairs. It was leaking down into the kitchen.
Okay.
The ceiling of the kitchen. So he had to keep going upstairs down. Upstairs, I have these framed pictures I've taken at concerts.
Right.
So he thought perhaps I was a musician.
So clearly not a listener to this radio station.
No.
Okay.
He did know what WFAN was, though, when we eventually did get there.
That's good to know, because not everybody does.
Not everybody does, but
not everybody does.
Yeah, so he was very good. He was very meticulous. Took 6 hours. He
that
was at my home 6 hours.
That is a long time.
Long time. It ended up costing me, with tax, $1,300. And to his credit, the reason why he was there a long time, he kept trying to, he took the small steps to see, let's see if it's this.
Right.
Let's see if it's this next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time he found out it was what he told me initially, worst case scenario, he then had to go back out to the supply store to buy the pipes and things.
Yeah, like it sounds like he was ruling things out.
He was ruling things out.
I
he
get
really,
that.
And we both thought it was just this screw that wasn't on tight enough.
Right.
He's
and
like,
it wasn't.
He goes, I can hand tighten this. He goes, so this could be it.
Right.
And then we turned the shower on and water came out.
Wouldn't that have been nice if that's what it was?
Oh, my God.
Would have been in, out, see ya.
I was like, there's no way that's what this is going to be.
It's never that simple.
Never that simple.
Even when you think it should be, it's never that simple.
And now I got to get a drywall guy, Jerry.
I'm aware. This is what you're dealing with right now is a project.
Why don't they... when they build houses, right?
Yeah.
So in my kitchen, you know where the pipes are for the bathroom upstairs.
Yep.
Instead of using sheetrock, why not have a door on the ceiling? That's the same color. It's white.
Because it's ugly.
And then it's a trap door, or they call it an access door.
Mm-hmm.
Then I pulled the door, and oh, there's all the pipes.
Right, so you can get in there?
Yeah.
I honestly think it's because it's ugly.
Let's not make it ugly. Let's make it beautiful. Because the guy made a great point, because he had to cut into my bathroom closet because that's where the faucet of the shower butted up against. So it's in the closet.
He's still like, annoying though.
Yeah, but he said, "Oh, you can maybe make that an access door."
I happen to think your idea of having access doors to the key spots of
key
piping
spots
and things of that nature is a very good idea. I do think the answer, though, is because it's ugly.
Yeah.
People don't want a trap door in their kitchen.
I was thinking of just keeping the ceiling wide open.
Well, or like the pull down, like I have a pull down staircase for my attic.
Yes.
It's ugly.
Yeah, it is.
You don't
ugly.
Want that in your kitchen, but I do think it makes a lot of sense. I'll tell you where it makes incredible amount of sense. In the closet.
Yeah, in the closet, yes.
Why wouldn't you have that?
I don't know.
That to me makes too much sense.
Yeah.
But maybe there are laws against it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a good question, though.
But the other thing I was thinking is, like, do you think there's... Now, I've never had mice.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're in the ceiling, though?
Oh, yeah, they're running all over the place.
They are?
Oh, for sure.
So now they have wide open access to my house?
They might, if you have mice, yeah. Have you ever had droppings, though?
Not in my place.
Okay, you gotta... Now what you need to know is, are there droppings upstairs in, you know... In that, like, space.
In the access
Because
point.
That's where they run. So, like, all right. So, like, I have field mice in my house often. And we have a company that comes, they set the traps, and then they're deterred. And they usually are gone for months. And then you'll notice a couple of droppings. All right, they come back. But they're not even trying. They're just things they go in, they nibble, and they go, I don't know what happened. I don't know if they die or if they're just deterred from coming back. But he will show me in the attic when they pull, like, that tile ceiling out.
Yeah.
He'll be like, here's where they're running. Like, I can see this is where they're running along, all in your basement, and that's, yeah, like, they don't run on the floor, basically. They're inside the walls.
So the longer I wait to sheetrock that.
Yeah, you might go home and have mice in your, like, sitting at your kitchen table.
What?
And Whimsy staring at them.
She better eat them.
She might not, though. She might. We had one time, a field mouse ended up in our living room. And it's so little.
Yeah.
You can't catch the damn thing, though, because they're fast. And I remember I called the company, and I'm like, oh, no, we don't catch them. The woman, she was great. She's like, yeah, we don't catch them, so good luck. I'm like, oh, but what do I do? She goes, I don't know. She goes, I don't know. She goes, we're a pest control company. We don't come catch field mice. We get them out of your house.
Okay.
But meaning... for them not to come back.
Right, they find the nest or whatever.
She's like, I suggest you open all your doors and windows and, you know, kind of guide it. I'm like, but I have cats. She goes, yeah, you got a problem. And ultimately, we locked the cats up. We opened the front door, and we were able to corner it into a spot where it bolted out the door.
See, I met a woman walking her dog the other day, and somehow the idea that she had, she was talking about her dog, and she said, well, I just got a cat.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I was talking to somebody. She says, I have a mouse in the house. And the person suggested I get a cat and sprinkle the cat hair around where the mice go.
Right.
And that the mice know there's a cat there and don't want to
come
back.
My mice didn't care.
Your cats not have been very aggressive.
We had two cats. My cats are lovely cats. Well, yeah. My cat now, but yes,
so
lovely.
I guess these mice did not care.
I would be curious now. Our little Callie, who is now a mature cat, which is crazy because I got her when I was working with Boomer 8-9 years ago now. She's 8 or 9 years old, but she's been feisty lately. I wonder if a little field mouse ended up in our house, if she would be bolting all over the place for it now.
Yeah, I would think so. My dog one time, Whimsy, when I was just walking in the neighborhood, she caught a field mouse in like bushes. Yeah. And she had it in her mouth, and she wanted to take it home. And I remember getting onto my front steps, and she wasn't letting go of it. And I'm like, I'm not letting you in the house with a...
mouse in your mouth.
And she eventually dropped it, and it was dead by the time she dropped it.
Ugh, nature.
So hopefully she would take care of this mouse coming through.
Hey, look, it's the Boomer and Geo crew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very weird. We have a closed circuit television of the shot of where we'll be doing the show from tomorrow.
What's
at
up,
the
guys?
MLB store.
Yeah.
That's a cool little setup they have there.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Looks great. I am genuinely, I actually wish I was going to this, but I'm not.
So. Another thing I've noticed of all working men that come to the house to fix something, They don't use a dedicated flashlight. They all use their phones.
Everybody uses their phone.
Everyone. Yeah. And it seems so, like it would be so much easier to use a small flashlight versus the
phone. Probably would. I think it's convenient. That's all. You know, it's one less thing. Have you ever been out to like a work truck and seen all the crap they bring in?
Yeah.
It's just one less thing they have to worry about. But I would agree with you. I don't remember the last time I've had a contractor at the house where they've had a flashlight as opposed to their phone light.
Yeah.
Now, the new phone I bought a new Samsung Galaxy, which is really a tremendous phone. I had a new phone in seven. The girl laughed at me when I showed her my phone. She's like, when the hell did you get this? I'm like, I think it was like 2018.
The Clinton administration.
I had it for a while. So this phone to me is real. It's upgraded. It's really nice. But I will tell you, the flashlight, not as strong as my last one. It's fine. It works, but not nearly as bright.
I wonder if there's a place
setting.
Yeah. There might be a setting somewhere.
I've only had the phone for a week and a half. I'm still kind of learning it.
Yeah.
So you could be right about that. But other than the flashlight, good phone.
Yeah, I was very surprised by that.
Yeah, I'm not anymore.
The other thing is, like, anytime there's sheetrock being done, you get that very fine white dust.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just goes everywhere. Now it's like over all my counters.
Yeah, and you got to clean.
I'm going to be eating that.
You might be.
Little mini dust.
Seat oils or gypsum.
I don't know.
Whatever the hell that sheetrock is made out of.
And what's that thing that the plumbers use that'll, it's like a purpley liquid type thing, and they put it on like the fittings.
Is it? I would think that's some sort of grease.
Yeah.
Or is it glue?
Well, yeah, it's either a grease or like a bonding agent because they put it in with the pipe thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be a sealant.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Well, you really expect plumbers to do a lot. They got to cut into walls, cut pipes.
Yeah.
Deal with if you...
Electricians too.
Yeah, right. Everyone's cutting in the walls.
You have to. How else are you going to get to where you have to go? That's why...
Access doors, Jerry.
That's why doing work like this is so difficult for someone that's not trained in it.
Yeah.
None of this is basic. It's easy for them, complicated for us, even if you do watch it on YouTube.
Right.
You know, it's not easy. Was this a company or just a guy?
Company.
It was a company. I was going to say it's...
Small company.
I remember like when I had a guy come over and replace two toilets. It was like, I'm not going to say his name, but let's say it was Mike Smith. And I remember saying, I'm going to give you a check because, you know, obviously I'm like, how much do I owe you? And whatever. Who do I make the check out to? He's like, Mike Smith. I'm like, oh, just to you. He's like, well, I'm the company. I'm like, wow. So you get all this? And it's just his time.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I'm not even joking. I remember thinking, this guy thinks pretty highly of himself. He was here for 3 hours and I just paid him $500?
Yeah.
He makes $133 an hour?
Yes.
Holy crap. You would, you know, again, when it's a company, you figure he's getting an hourly wage and the company's right. getting the rest. I understand that.
Right. They got somebody's working the desk that they got to pay
shyster.
That person. Yeah.
Like, oh, 100, you should be living in Rumson making $133 an hour. That's pretty good.
What would you do in this situation, similar to like Mike Smith being the whole company? So I went on the Bradley Beach Facebook page and I just said, hey, I'm looking for somebody local that specializes in sheetrock. I just...
Right.
Plumbing situation. I cut the wall. Just random guys. I'll do it. I'm like, are you a company? And then really, what's the... Like, I don't know. Do I need a company or can I just have like a guy who goes, I'll do it?
If I would ask what his level of experience is.
Yeah.
There are a lot of very handy guys out there that know
there
how
are,
to do
yeah.
sheetrock.
Yeah.
So like, I have a friend of mine who's just a handyman, and I don't even think he does the side business anymore, but he did it for a while just to make extra money. He was an artist with the spackle. I know that sounds stupid, but you either know how to do spackle
yeah.
or you, like me,
yes.
it's lumpy and uneven. This guy, man, he would put sheetrock up, and he would spackle exactly what we were talking about yesterday. Do the first layer on Monday, then he'd come back on Tuesday, make sure it's good, and then he would... He was unbelievably
yeah.
talented with it. And I'm like, why does he do it so good?
Yeah,
what am I doing
know.
Wrong?
I know. I've tried spackling before I'll paint, and you could see every place where I spackled.
Yep. And yet when this guy does it, no.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's the feathering. You got to feather it in. I'm like, I am.
Yeah,
and
I'm feathering.
You're not doing it right. I'm like, all right, well, then I don't have the time. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. I know. It would be so nice to just be handy at something.
And if you're handy at spackling and sheetrock, YouTube channel. You know how many people want to learn how to do that?
Yes.
And I'm sure there's hundreds of thousands of guys doing it already, but like, why not?
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very cool, Jerry. Yep.
I always tell you, we got to learn a skill.
It's also weird when you can see the next floor of your house from the previous floor, like when your ceiling gets open, mm-hmm. and you think, that's the only wood holding up my bathtub.
And you.
And me when I'm in the bathtub.
Yeah. Right, but when you're banging.
When I'm banging in the bathtub. Oh!
And the bed. Yeah. A lot of weight going up and down.
It just doesn't seem like there's
enough support.
Enough wood on these second floors.
Oh, you got wood. Those beams are strong.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
I don't know.
Well, you've been there how long?
6 years.
Have you fallen through the floor yet?
No. Actually, tomorrow will be 6 years.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So, all right, pandemic.
May 15th, I moved in. In fact, it was a Friday. And tomorrow's a Friday.
How about that?
And I also got whimsy that day.
The day that changed your life.
6 years ago.
Wow, you've had whimsy 6 years. Yeah. I would have said 3 or 4.
Yeah, 6 years. She's 10.
We're getting old, man.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
You got an old cat, I got an old dog.
Old lady dog, Jerry.
Sad.
Well, good luck with that. It seems like you're almost done.
The hard part's out of the way, and I did take a shower last night, and everything worked out.
Was that about 9:30?
It was 7:45, which is late for me.
No, I know.
Very late for me.
I'm aware. Anything after 6 is late for you.
Yes. I started, and I had no dinner.
So weird cooking and eating in front of him?
Yeah, I couldn't. My kitchen is so small. I would have to make him something.
Could have had a Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
That's right up your alley.
Yeah. I did have a protein bar.
Okay.
So I felt like that was something.
I made a mistake this morning. You gave me the breakfast that Boomer bought?
Yeah.
I'm flying today.
Now, you've had this breakfast before. Has it given you diarrhea?
I've never had an issue.
Okay. Yeah, but you got to be careful. You're flying today.
I usually have a pretty strong rule about not eating like 6, 7, 8 hours before a flight.
Yeah.
Now, I still do have plenty of time before the flight. I just don't like that I'm going to be mad at you if something happens.
And where are you going?
I am going to California.
Nice. Do you have any plans out there?
Yeah, another thing I'm going to share, but yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm going out to California with my wife for a few days, and I will be back on Monday.
California. Nonstop flight?
No, we're stopping in Columbus and then Dallas. I'm kidding.
Two stops. Hey, I keep those numbers down.
I'm just kidding. I will tell you, though, the difference in... So let me just put it this way. So I booked this trip months ago, but I had to make sure she was good with it because it's a quick turnaround going out west and coming back. And I saw what the rates were. I'm like, oh, it's cheap. I'm like, we're doing this. So I asked her if she wants to go. It's part of her birthday present. Excuse me, birthday for all of that. Couldn't be more excited.
She's all in. She's like, yes, I want to go.
So then I go to buy the airline tickets. So I thought I was spending $450 a ticket. Could have been if I wanted to fly Frontier and stop in Chicago. I didn't look. And I'm usually pretty good with getting the details of the flight. Let's just say this airfare cost me $2,000. $950 each.
For economy?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I still don't understand why sometimes you go to book a flight and it's $300, other times it's $900. Why?
Tell me about it. I think it was 930, like 932.
Well, now it must be the gasoline, right?
I guess. I booked this in February.
Oh, before the gasoline situation.
Yeah, this was booked... Yeah, it was like the middle of February. And this is before, I don't think we were in Iran yet. I don't think that started. It was right before it. The price of gas hadn't gone up yet. This was just, you want to fly direct, you're going to pay. Now, maybe it's the part of California I'm going to. That's possible.
Yeah, who knows?
But, man, I screwed that one up. Ooh, no take backs, huh?
Yeah, I got to say, I normally don't look at the price of gas because I have to get gas anyway. But Well, I got on the parkway today, I got gas, and it really caught my eye. It was $4.60.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yep. The good news would be, at least momentarily, because tomorrow it can go back up a dollar.
Yeah.
I noticed the Wawa by me was down 10 cents a gallon from yesterday. What that means, I have no idea, because it could be up 30 cents tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's been so volatile. But, yeah, it's a lot of money. You know, especially, you know, I think back to when we had the Expedition and it was a 30-gallon gas tank.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, 30 gallons at $4.50 a gallon, that's $130. Like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, at least.
You know, on gas. Now, all of a sudden, if you get a, you know, one tank a week, I mean, my wife does a lot of local driving and would, you know, occasionally go see her mom, but it was always 1 gallon of gas a week. So you're getting 15 miles per gallon. You ain't going very far.
Yeah, you are not going far.
So all of a sudden, that's $520 a month in just gas.
Right.
A lot.
Yes.
It's a lot.
All right, Jerry, tomorrow, me and CeeLo.
Yes.
Will be live from the MLB store. And I'm looking forward to that. CeeLo and I will be rocking out. We'll cover sports and sports adjacent topics and preview Subway Series.
I like it.
And then we'll see you back here on Monday. You'll be back Monday, Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Monday. All right, Jerry, you'll be back Monday. No Eddie, no you tomorrow.
Correct.
Sad. All right.
No Eddie soon permanently.
What? CeeLo!